Then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say unto the woman, The Lord make thee a curse of an oath among thy people, when the Lord doth make thy thigh to rot, and thy belly to swell. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He said, The sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing, and bewrayeth it not. His mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be.